The Lord be with you. Please be seated. I hope you are well. We have rain officially over the last evening. I got this quick look from my son this morning saying, I might need a lift to school this morning, Dad. I goes, ah, son, it'll put hairs in your chest. You don't have any, Dad. I was like, okay, fair enough. It is good, all different types of weather. I know I've said this so many times before. I've been in churches in the country where no matter where you go, a farmer is never going to be happy with the weather, whether it is sunny or whether it is raining. But for wherever we find ourselves this morning, I really hope and pray that you know the loving presence of God, for where you are, for what God is saying to you, what he's saying to you as an individual, and what he's saying to us collectively as a community. Everything is on our service sheet. We are continuing on with our thought of with harvest and the generosity that we have received from God, and for where we find ourselves, but also in what we have to learn to see from our reading in Jeremiah also of how we treat those around us who are not in a privileged space that we may find ourselves in. At the end of our service, please do take your service sheets with you and leave your glasses from communion on the tray at the back. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious. For his steadfast love endures forever. So together we confess our forgetfulness of the needs of the poor and repent of the ways in which we waste the resources of the world. God has blessed us, but still God's children go hungry. Lord, have mercy. God has blessed us, but still the poor cry out for justice. Christ, have mercy. God has blessed us, but still we see inequality and oppression in the earth. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 22, beginning at verse 13. Woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness, his upper rooms by injustice, making his own people work for nothing, not paying them for their labor. He says, I will build myself a great palace with spacious upper rooms. So he will make large windows in it, panels it with cedar, and decorates it in red. Does it make you a king to have more and more cedar? Did not your father have food and drink? He did what was right and just, so all went well with him. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me? Declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I don't know if any of you are aware of the incredible money that was spent on the Banksy shredded picture that was bought last week. Yes, some of you do. It was sold for 18.2, I think, million pounds, which is incredible. This shredded picture that originally, when it was sold for 1 million pounds, if you know the history of it, it was beginning to shred. And actually, the whole thing was meant to be shredded, but only three quarters of it got shredded. And now it is deemed to be this phenomenal collector's item. This shredded paper being sold for 18.2.9 million pounds. I'm sure we have seen this space race as well, where Captain Kirk got to go up into space for a couple of minutes last week. 90 years old, the eldest, I think, astronaut who has been out into outer space. What a joy, what a privilege for him to be there, paid for all expenses. And just this most incredible moment of his life. And he's being so thankful to the owner of Amazon, saying, "Thank you, this has been such a privilege. Cameras, emotion, just wonder." And Prince William, a day, if not 2 days after, saying, "I really wish people would stop wasting money on this space race trying to get a new planet for us to live on, when actually we could spend all this money looking after this planet in where we live." Wise words. Isn't this the challenge that we have? How do we spend wisely? How is it that we look after the needy and the poor? So much is being made over in with the UK at the moment with Brexit. Empty shelves and no petrol and all these different things that are going on, and the spread and this song that they have to be a land of hope and glory. And many are saying, we now are a land of no hope and no glory. And yet it is true of every civilization. The benchmark of how we view a civilization is to see how they treat those who are in dire need. Those that have nothing. Those that are struggling. Those that are wrestling. And I often wonder, when we look at our parallel readings this morning, this idea of what it is to meet the needs. You have enough. Look after those that have nothing. And this man who is blind, who is wanting to see. Do we ask Jesus, "Let me see"? Or do we want to remain blind? Because I don't want to see, actually, what I might be called to do. I'm a man. And so when I'm asked to take out the bin, the first time I might be asked to do it, I might not hear it. If I'm asked to do some hoovering in a minute, instead of actually going, this room needs to be hoovered, I don't need to be asked to do this. I can just get up and do this. There are things that need to be done. I can get up and do it. Instead of waiting, instead of waiting for somebody else to come and say, should we do this? Should we do that? Isn't this our call as God's people? We have this relationship with Jesus. We have this interaction with the Father. We have this sensitivity to Holy Spirit. And it is wonderful when we can come together and celebrate and enjoy and embrace our relationship with God. But it's how we act it out. There's a podcast that Sixth Class over in Kill are doing at the moment. And this episode they were doing was on kindness. And we hear so often this whole idea of what it is to be kind to one another and mental health and everything. And there are people who will really belittle these things because I think they don't fully understand or grasp the importance of mental health or what it is to be kind. Now, the Greek word for kind is Christos, which sounds like Christ. But actually, the Greek word for kind means useful. It doesn't mean kind or to be nice or loving. It means useful. So being kind, it's not just speaking words or thinking lovely thoughts about someone else. You know the way we can often say, that person, I really hope that person's doing well. We can say something really nice to someone. But it's acting on those kind words. I should get so-and-so a card. I can think that all the day long without actually getting a card to pass on appreciation. There is something that all of us have been called, and Jeremiah, God is reminding his people, stop using slaves to build these incredible things for you to feel comfortable and for people to be out on the street. Blind Bartimaeus is wanting to see. Jesus asks, what can I do for you? I want to be able to see. I think that is a dangerous prayer for us to pray. God, let me see the world as you see it. What can I do? How can I help? How can I pray? How can I intercede for friends, for enemies, for people I know, for people I don't know, for people who have much, for people who have nothing? It is a challenge for all of us. As Jeremiah, as God says to his people, be aware of those in need and help, and it will do you well to look out for those who have need. I encourage you in these next coming days, seek out God's heart, for maybe where you are blind, where do your eyes need to be opened? The challenge for this is there are some of us here who our eyes are so open, we can feel overwhelmed by the need. We can feel overwhelmed by, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to help. I find in those moments, I'm having to stop and pause and go, well, I need help. If I don't know where to start, if my mind is too busy, if my mind is at that space where I need space, I need help. I need help. It is a difficult thing for all of us to say, I need help. And we seem to struggle with this as a church, as God's people, because, well, I don't want to make a big deal, or I don't want to be that person. I'll let you in on a trade secret. We're all that person. All of us are that person. We all need help. None of us are beyond help. All of us need help. And it can come in the most surprising spaces. Big fan of Star Trek. Felt deep shame when I saw what happened last week. Thought I would have been really excited about that years ago. Oh, wow, he actually gets to go to space instead of just acting it. But genuinely sad and going, there is such a waste of money going on here. What could that money be invested into? And I'm thinking, well, how am I helping those in need? How am I helping connecting with different ways? And there is always going to be so much that we can do, but there are things that we can do. And maybe the first step is actually, God, I want to be able to see. Also, God, I need help. Help me. Let us affirm our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We believe. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God. You created light out of darkness and gave us eyes to see the beauty and wonders of your creation. Lord, through the visible things of this world, lead us to see the invisible. Extend our vision beyond our eyes, that we may see with our hearts also. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks for the beauty and color of our world, for the gift of sight. We ask your blessing upon men and women who help us to see beyond the obvious, upon all who are prophets and visionaries. We pray for all who study your word and who celebrate your sacraments. And we remember those training for ministry and ask your blessing upon all college students and all who teach. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we give you thanks for explorers, discoverers, and inventors, for all who have enriched the world by their wisdom or by extending themselves. We ask your blessing upon the leaders of nations, upon governments and ruling bodies. We pray for the United Nations and all peacekeeping forces. And we remember today all writers and broadcasters, artists and craft workers, and all who influence our lives by their actions. Lord, in your mercy. We rejoice in the protection and the peace of our homes. We thank you for our families and friends and ask your blessing upon them. We pray for families who have become bored with life and with each other. For couples who have lost the spirit of exploration and adventure. And we ask your blessing upon all who influence the minds of the young and the vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we give thanks for all who have guided us into the ways of goodness and love, all who have enriched our lives by their wisdom. We remember before you all who have lost their way in life. We pray for those who are confused, those who are disillusioned, and those who are despairing. And we remember all who are ill at home or in hospital. Lord, in your mercy, and we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, open our eyes to your kingdom that is growing among us. Let us see your presence and your love at work. We give thanks for your saints and for all our loved ones who have departed from us in this life. May they rejoice where faith has vanished into sight in the glory of eternal life. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And where you are seated, give each other a wave or stand. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You bring forth bread from the earth. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You create the fruit of the vine. Blessed be God forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm going to invite George and Jono, who will bring around the bread and the wine. So the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. And share in the bread and wine of the kingdom. By your grace, plant within us such reverence for all that you give us, that we will make wise stewards of the good things we enjoy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As you say, we have tea and coffee after our service here this morning, which is great. Tomorrow at 10 till 12, we have the church open for private prayer. Coffee morning again on Friday from 10:30 till 12. And 9:30 communion service on Sunday. And 10:30 our car park gathering. There is a sign-up sheet for those who wish to continue with the stewardship envelopes. It's on the table, it's which we'll bring in during the coffee time. And we'll leave it on the table in here. And as you receive this blessing, wherever you find yourself, take this on for yourself and be this blessing to those around you as well. So may you know the goodness of God your Father,
May you know how Jesus meets your need. And may you know the voice of Holy Spirit who brings comfort and who brings wisdom. Where your eyes are closed, may God open them. Where you see help needed, may you bring it. Where you have help, may you receive it. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Freely you have received, freely give. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.